reasons behind it?
So, as you said, the pandemic and the lockdowns have had quite a different impact on our environment, and also sort of our social behaviour and stuff. So, for a start, we're all at home more. A lot of us are now working from home instead of offices and buildings, so we're in our home environment more. So those periods would have been quieter. We wouldn't have been aware of any sort of pests that were in the environment, rodents or otherwise. So we're now more aware of that because we're more aware of our environment from being there. The other thing with the lockdown as well, because we weren't out and about as much, we weren't in parks, we weren't in local areas, a lot of food waste and stuff wasn't getting provided or put into that environment either, so the animals have been moving closer in.
Okay, so the other thing is, you're saying because we're about our house more, we're more aware of what's going on, and that makes sense for sure, because we are spending more time.
Yeah.
And there'd be more domestic waste, and as you say, taking bread to feed birds in parks and that is now round the home or in bins in the proximity of a home as well. So this all attracts.
And then on top of that, at the start of the pandemic as well, at the very beginning, we had all the panic buying. So you had a lot more food being stockpiled, being kept in a house that wouldn't have been before. And as you said, it would have created a lot more food waste. And then it goes back to the thing, people would have been probably going back to feeding birds and pets and stuff like that. That would have been done a lot more in your local environment as in your gardens, instead of going to parks or lakes or ponds and doing it.
So yes,
that would have definitely had an impact as well. And then, like me, you'd have been, a lot of people have been bored and would have been disturbing areas of their garden and moving stuff and rearranging stuff that they probably haven't done for a good while, which has also disturbed things that were there that we didn't know were there.
Yes, they like the habitat that's well established and they've had cover on that. And you're right, the garden cleanups have also contributed as well. The other thing you'd have to say, with the closure of pubs, cafes and restaurants, there would have been food sources. Now, I'm not saying that pubs, cafes or restaurants were infested with mice or anything like that. I really ain't saying that. But you know what I'm saying? Those environments are not there where rodents would have got food in the past.
No, exactly, because the waste that was created by them, again, would have been an attractant, so it would have been out around their bin areas and stuff like that. And it'd be the same in when we weren't allowed to go to parks or to the beach or anything like that. The public waste bins would have been pretty much an empty food resource that would have gone as well. And we sort of saw that too with the way bird behaviour changed, and we got a lot more birds moving in to sort of more urban and semi-urban areas than they would have done before as well.
Yeah, the gulls, you'll definitely see more of them, even though it has been a problem previous to this, but it's even exasperated now. So here's the thing, they're in. We have more mice in our homes, there are rats lurking about. What's your advice to people today? There are many ways, of course, give Rentokil a shout, but in a few tips for people. I'll read a message. Here's the message. Listen to this, that's just come to me, okay? Maria is listening into the show. She lives in a two-story attached house, and she's plagued by mice in our attic. Her husband is looking after it, thank God, and they're catching about three or four a day. They are not in the main house itself, but in the attic. Maria would like to know, is there anything she can do to detect where they're coming from into the attic? And is this a normal thing at this time of the year?
You will get mice in attics at this time of year. Again, we usually get them moving in around September when it starts to get colder. We've had a nice good cold spell now, and you've got loads of lovely insulation up in your attics. Depending on the type of build, you're going to have a lot of cavity spaces, and they're going to be moving from those, but they're going to have come in from ground level unless they've come above from the other house. And you're going to have to take, if it's semi-detached, you usually take the two houses as a block.
Yeah.
Because it's a one build. But they're usually coming low. They usually could come around services, so it's usually going to be around piping or cabling. Again, with house mice or field mice, they need a very small gap to get in, anything more than 5 millimetres in circumference. And so it's really going around looking at your pipes, looking at the bases of your doors, looking at waste pipes and stuff where they go out, if you've had cable or anything like that put in, just making sure those gaps externally are sealed.
Okay, so that is the first point to call on the ground, to check round the access points to your house and make sure there are no gaps whatsoever, and that's going to be a big help for sure. Now, if you have them in, are you a fan of trapping, laying bait for them or what?
say, again, each situation is different. Early in the first lockdown, we had a mouse in the kitchen, which I think was because a back door got left open. It was a field mouse, and it got in behind the washing machine. That was caught with a trap. If I had a lot of mice activity up in an attic, I would probably look at putting down bait. Because, again, if they're up in an attic, there's no real food source up for them, unless you're storing stuff up there that might have seeds or something like that.
Richard, the one downside of the bait, I'll have to say to you, is that it will get them. But then, as the weather warms up, you can often get a little stink from the walls.
You can do if they're up in an attic, probably very unlikely, just because you'll get the hot air rising, the heat. It will probably dry them up, and then will them mummify. But yeah, it's a possibility that if something takes poison, it can die. And sometimes in an area where you can't find it, or it's hard to find, you might get a smell.
Yeah, and it goes with the territory. But you just have to accept that anyway. That is a part and parcel of actually eliminating.
Yeah, a dead one's less than a risk than a live one, so you're not going to get it.
Sure thing. You mentioned something very important there, leaving windows and doors open. Even though we're being asked to ventilate our homes at the moment, it's an invitation for them, isn't it, as well, to just scoot in?
Definitely, and that's the thing. And we're all guilty of it, especially when the weather's nicer, which at the moment it is not. If you leave the door open, it's a bit Baltic, isn't it? But certainly during the first lockdown, when we had the really nice weather, the doors would be open. I was leaving the doors open all the time, which is probably how my offender got in the house. And it's that, but as you said, going back to clearing stuff and keeping stuff tidy, if we cut back all our vegetation, if we move our bins, so a lot of people keep the bins near the back door of the kitchen or the back door of a house just because it's easier to put rubbish out. Whereas if we move it as far away from our doors, we're moving the attraction point further away. So it's small things like that. Make sure we keep our doors and windows shut when not in use. Make sure all our holes, especially lower level, are sealed. But again, sometimes, especially with mice, rough surfaces, or if you've got wisteria or any sort of creepers on your house, they can climb those as well. So just making sure that we keep everything as hostile as possible, take away external food sources, keep attractions away from the building, make sure our building's sealed, and keep our windows and doors shut where possible.
That is really good advice. Just before we finish up, a couple of things. We've been talking about feeding the birds. That is certainly, if you ground feed, it will attract rats. I've seen it myself in the past. And what about compost bins? I compost all my stuff here and there because I love my garden. But compost bins, I had a visitor last year. They will attract rats.
They can do, especially when you're putting some decent vegetable waste in there. It's going to be an attractant. Also, what we found, I found a good few times I've gone out and had a look at wasp nests for people, and they do like a good compost bin when it's reasonably dry because it's got nice heat in it and they can build a nice nest structure inside it, so that can happen as well.
Yeah, it's an area to keep a good eye on. But again, if you have them around compost bins, you would lay bait for them?
Again, we would do, but we'd have to make sure the bait was in secure bait boxes so that no non-target animals could get to it. And again, if you've got pets or children, it's another consideration. That's, again, why when we go out, we say it's something that's best for us to do because we can do a proper environmental risk assessment, see what else is there and present, and make sure that if we are using a bait that it's done safely and it's not going to affect the environment or non-target animals such as pets or even that children could get to it.
Helen's just been on to say, I was sitting in the utility last night and the window was open. Next thing, in walks a mouse, as brazen as you like, Jerry. It was some crack chasing him and catching him. He went out the window quicker than he came in. Well done to you, Helen. There you are. Helen was on the ball quickly. Most other people would just run a mile when they'd see a mouse. Helen, I have to give you the award on late lunch this afternoon for bravery, that's for sure. Anyway, look, Richard, Rent or Kill are the experts in the field, and if you have a proliferation of mice or you're worried about rats or rodents of any sort, you are the people to give a shout to. You're nationwide.
Yeah, we are. We've got a website which is www.rentkill.ie, or you can free call us on 1890 666 444, and
Richard,
to help or give advice.
Thank you so much. Wish you good luck with your work, your continuing good work. Thanks a million for joining me on the show. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
Many happy returns. Richard Faulkner there, field consultant with Rent or Kill.